Our first letter comes from Henry Dent of Acle, who thinks wherries need more respect. I was astounded to read that the Broads Authority cannot find a way to provide moorings in certain places for wherries. It is quite beyond belief that they, of all bodies, could cause the demise of these unique, beautiful, majestic, graceful and harmless craft, the very icon of the Broads. Surely they must give preference to these special features of our local heritage, kept alive since the end of World War II by dint of dedication, graft and the generosity of so many who value such things. I am sure there are many who feel as I do, and I hope they will indicate their support so that the problem can be satisfactorily resolved.
David Jones of Tasborough says, stores need to up their retail game. There is much current debate about the viability or otherwise of city centre department stores. However, my recent unsuccessful shopping experience shows they need to up their game and offer good reasons to use them or continue to lose customers. My wife wanted a bottle of well-known and expensive perfume in the largest size, as it offers best value for money. A high street store, currently under pressure for poor profit levels, had only a smaller size, and the helpful assistant asked if we had looked online. When we then visited another major store, renowned for good customer service, to buy a heavily advertised new cleaning appliance. With four models to choose from, we needed help, but after 10 minutes of trying them all, with no staff in sight, we left. Both items were subsequently bought online, with the electrical appliance being delivered free the next day a few hours after ordering. Factor in the sheer hassle of getting into Norwich, the cost of parking, and I wonder why I ever bothered with the stores in the first place. Poor stock levels and insufficient staff numbers will be the end of some retails, and they have only themselves to blame.
Our final letter comes from R. Watson of Mattishall, who feels some sharp practice needs exposing. I am currently encountering a situation which I think bears some investigation. I hold motor insurance with Halifax and have just had a renewal notification with a considerably increased premium for the next year. I am told that the new premium will be automatically deducted from my credit card. I have decided not to renew my policy. It seems that the only way to do this is by telephoning an 0344 number at my expense. This is proving very difficult, and I feel that opting not to renew it is being made deliberately difficult. Having dialed the number, I hear a lengthy recorded message full of information totally irrelevant to the issue. I am then told that due to a high number of calls being experienced, it may be some time before my call is put through. I am not told how long. Passages from Mozart are repeated at regular intervals, interspersed by further recorded messages of no relevance, except one that tells me I can deal with this on their website. Having entered the website, I find that whilst I can click to confirm renewal, there is no provision for me to click not to renew. Why not? I can also click to chat, which tells me I can do this by telephoning the same number I have just rung. I am being sent around in circles. Nowhere is there any provision for making contact, an email address or postal address. The telephone is the only option. My non-renewal is being made very difficult, time-consuming and expensive. This seems to me like sharp practice, and I think it needs exposing.